First, there will be some technical informations. Today is a very important day for us as a member of the Hare Krishna movement, because one of our senior members, Tamar Krishna Goswami, has disappeared, gone back to Godhead today. So we very much like to remember him today, because he was one of the important devotees who brought the kirtan from his room, from his own life, into the temple room for many devotees to participate. A little thing about videos and photographies. Many devotees in this age are now having a photo camera and also a video function in it. I request all of you sincerely to not use this. We have a very professional team from Mayapur TV who makes all the first class recordings available for you. And we have also some professional photographers, and you can all download everything from our webpage kirtanmela.org for free. I want to say something about the hungry stomachs. There will be lunch which will be served from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. In other words, you won't have the anxiety that you come too late and miss lunch if you stay in the kirtan. You can stay and you can know there will be prasadam for you, which will be served on a long range. That's very, I think, comforting and in some ways relieving. A final technical announcement is His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj has phoned me this morning and said that there is a very fierce fight in Russia for the rights of the Bhagavad Gita. On a very high level, government officials have gone very intolerant and very unspiritual towards the Bhagavad Gita. So therefore, he requests all of you to do some very, very good prayer in this regard, so that the Bhagavad Gita and our movement in Russia will be able to prosper in the future. So we want to dedicate a part of the Kirtan Mela to this wonderful endeavor. So finally, I'm so sorry, I wanted to see you all making the announcement. Now you have to crane your necks, and most of you see my back, which is very impolite. I don't know what to do. Maybe I could just step up at least to show you enough deference. It's not because I stand with the next. I would like to introduce one of our very, very, very special guests today. Srila Prabhupada, you have all seen, he's always residing in the temple, but today we have the great fortune to recognize and lovingly welcome Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. He's sitting there under his Siddha Bakuna tree, the tree which gives all perfection. And you can imagine the branches of the tree coming through the temple here. And you are also sitting under the tree of perfection as you are chanting the holy names in great longing for Krishna. Namacharya Haridas Thakur has a very, very nice prayer to the holy name, which I would like to read to you. This is why the holy name is Ten Haridas Thakur met the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He prayed to him to be empowered in the chanting of the holy names. He said, Kripa Kari Nama Rupa Ahara Srimahaya. O Lord, be merciful and appear in my tongue in your holy name. Dance there constantly, O Lord. I fall down at your lotus feet and I beg you. You may keep me in this world, or you may take me to your abode as you please. But whatever you do with me, feed me the divine nectar of your names. You have descended into this world to distribute the holy name. So kindly also consider me one of those you intended to bless. I am the most lowly, whereas you are committed to the uplift of the lowest. This is our eternal relationship. O Savior of the fallen, on the strength of this unbreakable connection between us, O Lord, I beg you to shower me with the nectar of the holy names. My dear devotees, when you chant, you need eagerness. Eagerness to obtain the not yet obtained mercy. Eagerness to be uplifted by Krishna from the ocean of samsara, which makes life so complicated, because it hides our true nature. You need the wings of eagerness to move forward in your spiritual life. Please remember, you are in Sridhar Mayapur now, the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still available, the state where he is still ready to distribute love of Godhead. You should turn to him in eager chanting. Chant with the mood of longing. Oh my Lord, I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please lift me up and fix me as one of the small dust particles at your lotus feet. Eagerness for Krishna makes our life so simple. Eagerness for Krishna will take care that all our material desires, these other material impulses, will go away. Pray for eagerness. And as you chant the holy name, chant in an eager way, trying to please the Lord, trying to please Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we will sing now more. That's all what we do. Please bring some eagerness to your practice. As you sit here, turn like a hungry man to the Lord. Turn to him like someone who is missing him. Turn to him with some eagerness in your voice, and he will be heard.